This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Savagely destroying the lies of the corporate media. Savaging the lies of the Democrat Party. You know what's amazing? All of the... well, let's just say cowardly Republicans that have been afraid to speak up on the Hill during these congressional hearings are now getting fed up and starting to take the gloves off. And I've got a bunch of clips we're going to get to of the Peter Strzok testimony in this third hour. But first, you know, this is really not up for debate. Democrat-run cities across the nation are the most impoverished cities in America. Democrat-run cities in America are the most crime-ridden cities in America. Democrat-run cities in America are the most disgusting, foul state when it comes to just optics and health than any other places in America. It's always run by Democrats. Take a look at a recent report when it comes to what the Democrats have done to San Francisco.
Tourists turning away from the city by the bay. A major convention pulls out of San Francisco, saying its members don't feel safe on the streets. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
I'm Alan Martin. Locals know it, and visitors are shocked by it. The reality of San Francisco's streets is a far cry from its postcard image. Now the city just lost out on a huge moneymaker. KPIX Vice Phil Matier joins us at a big convention leaving town, and might not be the last. Phil?
It very well might not.
That's right, headquarters. I'm standing in the middle of the San Francisco streets. I've stepped in human feces on five different occasions just walking one block. I also stepped on a dirty needle. I actually have to go to the hospital now. I'm going to have to conclude this broadcast because I got pricked with a dirty needle on the streets of San Francisco.
San Francisco's famed cable cars. But these days, chances are it's the image of someone begging or dancing in the circles or just wandering around the streets intoxicated or mentally ill. Those are the images that tourists are taking home.
You can smell it like
a... yeah, third world country, but it's not as bad as these.
And now it's seriously affecting the city's biggest business, tourism.
They feel their safety is at risk because they're seeing so many people that are having issues.
They see people laying on the streets. There's
a bunch of bombs
going on in the streets.
Tourism is a $9 billion a year industry in San Francisco, so officials have been reluctant to go public with the problems, in part because it makes the city look bad, and it's bad for business.
You know,
restaurants, taxis, people spend more money outside of hotel than inside, and for that reason, it's something we should all be concerned about.
So basically the story is, all right, let's bring it down. The story is this huge medical conference that used to go to San Francisco every year has pulled out because of the state, costing the state $40 million. The story is tourism in San Francisco is down because it's reached just insane levels of poverty with all the homelessness, all the people in the street, the tent cities, the human feces in the street. Like, what? Dirty needles just ridden all over the street. And then you see the images of these poor people, the homeless people, that, you know, half of them look mentally ill and deranged and unhealthy. And you know, I mean, there's a soft spot in everyone for these people that are suffering. No, nobody wants that. But what happens is, it's tough to explain, but it's a mental state where you get so comfortable doing whatever it is you're doing and getting the welfare that you can't get off it. You physically and mentally can't hurdle over that welfare now. That's your livelihood. And so you're now in this state of consciousness, this state of being where you can't work, you can't get a job, you can't do anything but sit on the streets and beg and hope the government gives you a handout. And this is all created by the Democrats. See, in America, you used to have to bust your butt to make it into your country, to make it in this country. So that was seared into your brain, seared into your DNA.
Now it's seared into these people's brains. Just be lazy, be a bum, live in a tent city. The government will take care of everything. So this is all created by the Democrats.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Not to get stuck on the story that we covered in the last segment, but this is a story from 2016 from Forbes. Politicians deserve some blame for urban decline, and it basically highlights all these inner cities that have been run by Democrats for decades that have just seen absolute destruction in the inner cities, an increase in poverty, a decrease in the quality of school, and it's just factual data that it's all run by Democrats. And it's not shocking to me that they use St. Louis, my hometown, as one of the greatest examples of this. Yeah, the Democrats have run the city of St. Louis into the ground. And it's just incredible how they continue to get elected. Really makes you wonder. But, of course, it's not just St. Louis. It's Pittsburgh. It's Detroit. It's Baltimore. It's Chicago. It's all run by Democrats. And all of those cities under the reign of the Democrats for decades, if they were really able to do anything, they've been in power for decades, they've done nothing, they would be able to steer the ship in the right direction. But it continues to go downhill. It continues to get worse under the Democrats. It's all about to change, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about to change. All right. Where to go from here? Why don't we hit the reset button? So you've had Rod Rosenstein come out today and hold a press conference because Robert Mueller has just indicted 12 new Russians claiming that they worked in a Russian military operation to undermine the U.S. election and hack into Democrat servers and even tried to hack into the election systems, even though they can't prove it and they won't say if they changed any votes. They've said that in fact they didn't. But what's interesting about this, now they're claiming to know that it was Russians who coordinated with DC Leaks and Guccifer 2.0, and it was Russians that hacked the DNC and the DCCC and the Hillary campaign, which is an incredible conclusion to reach considering the aforementioned entities, the DNC, the DCCC, and the Hillary Clinton campaign, did not turn over their servers. So how is it that Rob Mueller and Rod Rosenstein can tell us that the DNC and the DCCC were hacked by Russians when they refused to turn the servers over? Wonder if we'll ever get an answer to that question. So, of course, they release this indictment and have this press conference on the eve of President Trump and President Putin's summit. First time they've had a one-on-one summit. You know, I think that they're scared to death of Putin. And they know that President Trump and President Putin will be having good faith negotiations and conversations. And you have to understand that the Democrats and the corporate media in this country have become so untrustworthy that they know that President Trump will trust President Putin more than them. And so he doesn't care if CNN and MSNBC and the Democrats want to sit here and cry Russian collusion for two straight years without any evidence. He's going to go meet with Putin. He's going to say, all right, you know what they're saying. I know what they're saying. What is really going on here? Is there anything? And my guess is Putin will most likely say, look, I mean, yeah, we've got Russian hackers and trolls and everything, and they do their thing, and I don't really know. I don't really care. Well, what about this claim that there is a military operation? And Putin might say, well, you know, we do have some stuff. Or he might say, no, there has nothing to do with that. But President Trump has now been put in a situation by the Democrats and by the corporate media to negotiate in good faith with Putin and to be more trustworthy of Putin, because all they do is lie. And they've been lying about Trump since the day he decided to run for president. So that hasn't changed. So now on the eve of Trump and Putin set to meet, the Democrats in the deep state put out this story of 13 Russian indictments, claim the Russian military is meddling in our elections, hacking all of these servers. Why are the Democrat servers so wide open anyway? And why is it that the information in the documents that they released was so damning? So they cannot win. They have no means to a victory with this story. Let's say that it's true and the Russians hacked the DNC and the DCCC. Okay, well, tell us how you found that out, because they won't turn over the servers. So to quote Obama, what magic wand do you have? And then, okay, well, what information was released because of the alleged hacking from the Russians? What is in these documents that was so damning to Hillary Clinton in the election? Oh, she rigged it from Bernie. Oh, they think that their voters are dumb effers. Oh, they were rigging presidential debates. Oh, they have $60,000 pizza parties. Oh, they have pizza-related maps. Oh, they have hot tub parties with little children in it for your entertainment. Oh, that's what's going on. Oh, they have spirit cookings. And I'm supposed to be mad that Russia exposed how sick the heads of the Democrat Party are? I'm supposed to be mad that Russia has exposed how the Democrats rig elections, how the Democrats rig the media, collude with the media, how they think about their voters, how they think about the American people. I'm supposed to be mad that the Russians, or I guess, you know, they say it was a spear phishing attack for the DCCC. So I guess that's like the Podesta emails. But I'm supposed to be mad now that thanks to these hackers, I know that the Podestas and the Clintons are into spirit cookings where they rub, excuse me, semen and urine and feces on the wall with messages where they cut themselves. Spirit cookings. Satan worshipers. And I'm supposed to be mad at the Russians? Well, hate to tell you, I'm not. In fact, I like it. I like the fact that Democrat Adam Schiff is such a low IQ individual who cries Russian collusion all day long, and then as soon as he gets a phone call from somebody he thinks is a Russian agent with dirt on Trump, what does he do? He jumps the hurdles to get that intel, and it turns out he was duped. That's all these people. They're all duped. They're all tiny IQ morons that have somehow gotten into our government. It's time to drain the swamp. Man, there are the freaky faces of Peter Strzok from the testimony yesterday, which when I come back, we're going to start hitting all the video clips from the Peter Strzok testimony and highlight that. Now, in this break, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the July 4th specials that have been extended at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of those specials, free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. In fact, you know what? This is big. This story comes from NBC. Don't drink the water. DC warns of contamination risk. So it's a boil water advisory right now. So all you see these stories all the time. Actually, this is an old story. But you see these stories all the time about water being contaminated, gas being in the water, lead being in the water. We sell water filters. We're not here fear-mongering like, oh, they put poisonous fluoride in the water and the glyphosate's in the water. No, that's real stuff. Okay, I don't want to drink the poison, so I have a water filter. I don't want you to drink the poison, so we sell the water filter at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off, 25% off, plus free shipping on the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. If you're not filtering your water, if you're not filtering your drinking water and your cooking water, you're insane, folks. Get a water filter. It is paramount to your health.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
So here's the deal. Robert Mueller and Rob Rosenstein are trying to undermine the Trump-Putin summit. After all, these are un-American, traitorous, treasonous actors here, Mueller and Rosenstein, that are trying to divert attention from their own corruption and trying to sabotage what would be good faith negotiations between Trump and Putin. Really sick, sad, twisted stuff that these two are up to. You have to wonder why. And the story is at Infowars.com. NSA specialists contradict Rosenstein's DNC Russian hacking claim. This is how brazen they are, ladies and gentlemen. This is how brazen Mueller and Rosenstein are. They know. Anybody who knows anything about this story knows that the DNC and the DCCC refused to turn their servers over to the FBI. Therefore, they could never investigate as to who indeed hacked. And any intel and investigation that has already been done has all concluded the same thing, which is it was an internal job, not an external job. And that is all highlighted in the story at Infowars.com right now. So do not be fooled. This is a 110% deep state sabotage of Trump and Putin meeting for the first time one-on-one. 110%. There is nothing that will come from these indictments. Zero. 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 In fact, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I just realized what's actually going to happen. Oh, they are so screwed. Oh, they're so screwed, man. Here's what's going to happen. The Russians are going to show up for court again and demand discovery, and Mueller's going to bail. History repeats itself, folks. Oh, my God. I just can't. I mean, this is just... just devastating victory after victory. And these scumbags don't know what to do. They have no idea what to do. Just like the Sun that ran the story about Trump and Theresa May. Oh, and then Trump says, oh, you want to run that fake news story? Guess what? I've got the tapes to prove that you tried to smear me. Ah, what did he say to James Comey? Hope there aren't tapes. President Trump has all of you beat. You see, you thought because you were able to get away with everything and everything was so corrupt that you were untouchable and you had a hubris. Well, it was a false hubris. You're a low IQ nitwit. President Trump is a stable genius and he's running laps around you and you're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. You're dizzy. So what do? You announce more fake indictments from your fake Russia probe to sabotage Trump-Putin summit. It's not going to go well for you. So keep digging that hole, baby. Keep digging your hole. Let's now begin to go to some of these clips from the Peter Stroke testimony yesterday. Let's start with Trey Gowdy hitting Peter Stroke hard.
And your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Yeah! And guess what? The Republicans are taking the gloves off now because they're sick of your crap. And the average Republican in Congress doesn't want to see this country burn to the ground, which is apparently what the average Democrat wants. So you're getting Louie Gohmert, you're getting Trey Gowdy, you're getting Daryl Issa, you're getting Bob Goodlatte. They're all coming out of the woodworks now because they don't want to see you burn the country to the ground. So we need, but this is only the beginning. This is only the first dominoes beginning to fall. These people are dead. They are, just like President Trump said, we caught them red-handed. They are in a total panic mode, shoveling dirt out of their hole, thinking they're going to dig their way out of it. They're just getting deeper and deeper. Let's now go to Daryl Issa. This was a clever one, forcing Peter Strzok to read his own text messages.
You did a number of texts. All of the texts that are presented to us, as far as I know, came from your government phone, correct?
I believe that to be the case, yes.
So you've made no text available from your private phone, is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you ever text on your private phone?
I did.
Did you ever text Lisa Page on your private phone?
I did.
Did you ever text Lisa Page on your private phone similar text to the ones you did on your government phone?
By similar, you mean what?
Commenting on Mr. Trump Clinton or anything else political in nature.
I don't specifically recall, but it's probably a safe assumption that yes.
So it's likely that they'd
why
be similar.
Why don't we get those texts? Why don't we subpoena and get
so
those texts?
Your personal phone has likely similar texts to the ones that we found on your government phone. That's correct?
I would say it has similar expressions of personal belief. Yes.
Okay, so in front of you have a one sheet of paper that was presented to you a few minutes ago, and I'm going to just go to a date and then ask you to read your own words. March 4th, 2016.
You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. OMG, he's an idiot.
May 4th, 2016.
Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE.
July 19th, 2016.
Hi, how is Trump other than a douche? Melania?
July 21st, 2016.
Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be.
You're the one destabilizing the country.
I don't believe I wrote this text, sir.
Okay, it's been attributed to you, so we'll go on to the next. August 8th, 2016. And I'll preface it by saying this for context. Ms. Page said, not ever going to become president, right? Right?
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Repeat that again.
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
August 15th.
Oh, you wanted to stop the election, huh?
I want to blurb the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. That there's no way
meeting
to get
in
selected,
Andy McCabe's office.
I'm
to
afraid
stop
we
the president.
Can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40.
On October 20th, 2016.
I can't pull away. And I defer to the chairman whether
you can just use one letter if you don't mind.
What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Okay, read it again that way.
Sir, did you not? Was it not intelligible?
I love you, Lise.
Yeah.
We're going
to
stop the president
please.
Together,
okay,
Lise.
Okay, sir. Sure. Happy
right
to indulge
on my
you.
Magic carpet, Lise.
I can't pull away. What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Oh, Lise. We're in the FBI together. We're going to stop
Why
this country.
Why in the world do you believe that this committee should not ask for the record of similar text from your private account to find out what else you might have said about insurance policies or about the President of the United States or investigation? That is a rhetorical question. You need not answer, and I yield back.
And we're going to get
Chairman,
those text messages, Peter Strzok. And let me tell you something else. Daryl Issa is the perfect example of a Republican taking the gloves off. Just 4 years ago, he shut down the Lois Lerner hearing because he was a cucked Republican. Now he's out here standing up for truth and justice. We need more people to come out of the Republican Party that have some gonads.
I'm
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, you thought you could stop President Trump from getting elected. You had all your operatives in the media activated. You had all your operatives inside the Republican and the Democrat Party engaged. You had your street minions out there trying to intimidate and bully people. You had your deep state agents trying to run operations to stop him, spying on President Trump. And guess what? You still lost. You cheated in about five or six different ways, and you still lost. You need to get the message. God is in control. And if you want to try to keep fighting God's plan, you're going to end up a part of it. And that's already what's going on. Now, let's go back to these highlights from Peter Strzok's testimony on the Hill yesterday. Let's go to clip 9. This is Bob Goodlatte. Again, another example of a Republican who you would never hear talk like this before. They're sick and tired of it. They're taking the gloves off. They're getting engaged as patriots for truth and justice. Let's go to Bob Goodlatte questioning Peter Strzok.
I separated out my personal beliefs from any action I took officially as an FBI agent every day. Do you
yeah, recognize right. how your vitriol against President Trump makes it appear you could never approach the case in a fair-minded manner?
Sir, of course I appreciate that. I understand.
So let's just let me pause right there. Let's be clear. They said in the text that we've received, we haven't even seen most of them, that they would do anything to stop him. We will stop him. And he's trying to tell us to believe that he's going to be neutral? Dude, we are not stupid. Let's go back.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What does Trump support smell like, Mr. Strzok?
Sir, that's an expression of speech. I clearly wasn't smelling one thing or the other. What I was commenting on is living in Northern Virginia.
What does that
having,
mean?
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you describe that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a text.
All right. So earlier.
Seen or heard.
Okay. So earlier you had texted Ms. Page that another part of Virginia, Loudoun County, which is, I think, in Northern Virginia, is, quote, still ignorant hillbillies, end quote. Is that what you meant?
No, sir, not at all.
That you consider Trump supporters to be ignorant hillbillies?
Not at all.
What did you mean by that?
Well, sir, the first thing I'd tell you is a proud Fairfax County resident. There's a healthy sort of competition between Fairfax and Loudoun. Second thing I would tell you is that in no way did I or do I believe any resident of Loudoun County or Southern Virginia or anywhere else in the nation are any of those things. That was a
flippant. Don't you know? I was so just flirting
you,
with
you
my boo.
Do you understand the implications of this
with
text
my boo,
when my constituents
Lise like
in
to
Virginia
flirt over the phone?
Read
that's
it.
My boo.
I do, sir. And I would ask you to tell them that that was a, in some cases, certainly unfortunate use of words that in no way do I believe that those things
yeah,
are.
Yeah, you're a total jackass working at the FBI. That's what it proves. If not, if it doesn't prove your bias, which, you know, okay, you want to deny your bias, wow. Whew. Yeah, I don't need air to breathe either. But that's fine. Deny your bias, even though it's obvious. So, okay, so you're not biased. So you're just a jackass at the highest levels of the FBI. So that's just as revealing as whatever bias you may or may not have had that you're trying to deny. Ooh, I'm just flirting with my boo, Lise. I don't mean anything about Trump supporters smelling bad. I don't mean anything about stopping President Trump. I don't mean anything when I call him an effing D-bag. No, I'm just flirting with my boo, Lise. Come on now. It's my boo. You know what? Let's actually go to clip 18, where Louie Gohmert, again, another Republican, puffing up the chest now, standing up for America, getting some wind behind their wings. Listen to how Gohmert approaches Lise and the boo.
How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
shame
is always an
Chairman.
Issue.
Mr.
You,
Chairman, please.
You know, Chairman,
no. Stop it. I can't handle it.
I want you to restart it. I want you to restart it. So this is what's happening here. Louie Gohmert calls out Peter Strzok for cheating on his wife with his boo, Lise, also an FBI agent on the Mueller team. Now, the Democrat Party that claims to be the party for women, claims to be the party that stands up for women, claims to be the party that wants to stop the mental and physical abuse of women, and now here they are standing up for Peter Strzok, who cheats on his wife. Here they are trying to stop Louie Gohmert from calling out this man that is mentally abusing his wife by cheating on her. Again, listen to the Democrats who claim to be the party of standing up for women. Listen to them shout down Gohmert as he calls out Peter Strzok for cheating on his wife.
How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
shame
is always
on
an issue.
Mr. Chairman, please.
This is
harassment of the witness. What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
No, roll it one more time. This is too good. This is classic. Roll it one more time. This is too good. Let me hear it again.
How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
Credibility of a witness.
Shame on
you.
Mr. Chairman, please.
Mr. Chairman, this is intolerable.
Have you no decency?
What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
The gentleman.
Oh, my gosh. Who is that? Who was? You need your medication, Mr. Chairman. Oh, the humanity. Oh, this is outrageous. Oh my God. Woo. Are we having fun or what? Let's go to Trey Gowdy again, blasting Peter Strzok.
I did not know what existed. I had prejudged nothing. That was all to be determined. And that is a logical way for investigators, attorneys, and
starting
to approach
with the political death penalty and impeachment is not the logical way a neutral, dispassionate.
You know, point of order.
Chairman, we're demanding equal time.
You're not the
every member of this
committee
knows what
is recognized.
Oh, here come the Democrats to my rescue.
How do you expect this committee to control itself? You've been out of control since you've been on this committee. Why don't you leave it alone? This is not Benghazi.
Who is this dingbat? Somebody find me the name of that dingbat. I need to make sure that she's in the hashtag midterm madness poll that we're running at Infowars.com right now on the Alex Jones Twitter. In fact, let's go ahead and give that a plug. We are currently running a poll. It's hashtag midterm madness. It's a pool of 64 members of Congress, and we're going to boil it down to find out who is the worst. Round one is complete. Maxine Waters wins by a landslide. Right now, round two, Chuck Schumer's winning by a landslide. Who is that nut? Bonnie Coleman. Oh, she's on the list. You can't sneak by me. I see everything. Where is your medication? This is outrageous. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my gosh. What's going on here? I'm getting some weird conflicting message on the screen. All right. You know what? It's all outrageous. Give me a little dot cam right here, can we, Peter Strzok? Here's the story, folks. The deep state is in absolute panic. The Democrat Party is in absolute panic. Donald Trump and his constituency is having ultimate victory, and the craziness of the left is showing itself.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your
your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wanted the CNN story. I forget, what was the CNN headline? Well, regardless, CNN runs multiple stories. They're trying to lobby to shut down InfoWars. They cannot get us kicked off YouTube. They cannot get enough strikes against us to have us shut down. CNN trying to shut down InfoWars. Yahoo, fighting fake news with the law. Who do you think they're talking about? They can't beat us. They try to call us fake news and demonize us. We keep having victories and getting bigger. AFP, the online battle for truth. Who is the number one online news organization if it's not InfoWars? Oh, it is InfoWars, unless you're talking Drudge Report. The online battle for truth. That's right. They keep losing. InfoWars keeps winning. CNET. Facebook's InfoWars problem just won't go away. That's right, because we are the champions, and we're going to keep fighting till the end. And so is our audience, because they're champions too. From Vanity Fair, how Facebook's InfoWars crisis exposes Mark Zuckerberg's hypocrisy. That's right, Zuckerberg won't shut InfoWars down. Why not? Because we are the champions. And then from The Guardian, Hillary Clinton attacks Trump for all-out war on truth, facts, and reason. That's because Donald Trump and the White House listens to InfoWars. That's because Donald Trump came on InfoWars. And that's because InfoWars defeated Hillary Clinton. So jack up the queen. Jack up We Are the Champions. Because we are the champions. The red wave is coming. The deep state has been exposed. American patriots are alive and activated. And you're going down, Rod Rosenstein. You're going down, Robert Mueller. So try to pull all your dirty tricks. But President Trump has outsmarted you and has all the aces up his sleeve. So go ahead and keep digging that hole. You could have walked away. You could have sailed off into the sunset. But you just had to try to stab America in the back one last time and bleed us out, didn't you? And President Trump comes in and solders our wounds and stitches us up together and has us walking again. And you want to come and try to kneecap us, but we're too strong now. And there's nothing you can do, as a viral photo is now hitting the web. President Trump sits in Winston Churchill's chair. Oh, boy. Let the trolling begin. Let the viral sensation begin. Let the power of the force fill Donald Trump to defeat the deep state. Ah, they continue to show themselves, don't they? What a glorious time to be alive. Well, I'll tell you what, let's finish up here with some of these video clips. Let's go to classic Donald Trump here, calling out the Sun story as fake news and threatening them with the tapes to prove it.
I didn't criticize the Prime Minister. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister. And unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the Prime Minister. And I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news. And we solve a lot of problems with the good old recording instrument.
Trump has trumped him again, just like he trumped Comey. He records everything. Oh, it's so glorious. Now, let's go to classic Trump again. This one I might have to play over and over again. Just shutting down Jim Acosta and CNN.
Mr. President, since you attack CNN, can I ask you a question?
John Roberts, go ahead, John.
Can I ask you a question?
No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake news. I don't
take questions
from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network. John, let's go.
Well, we're a real network too, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does Jim Acosta wear Depends? Because he is quite a baby. I mean, seriously, you know what? Has anyone put together a compilation of all the Jim Acosta moments? I mean, I'm sitting here trying to reflect on all the different Jim Acosta moments. I mean, there's dozens of them. I think Trump has called Jim Acosta fake news 6 times. Jim Acosta has stood at the back of a loud crowd and pretended to ask Trump a question and then turns around like, see, he's ignoring me. Another one, he gets trolled by Laura Loomer. I mean, seriously, if anybody hasn't put a compilation together of all of the classic Jim Acosta moments, that needs to get done. Because this guy, what a loser. I mean, I give him credit. At least he commits to his job. He's basically the punching bag for CNN. He's now the face of fake news. Jim Acosta is now the punching bag and the face for fake news at CNN. And I hope President Trump just gets worse with Jim Acosta. I hope President Trump continues to lambast Jim Acosta. It's so entertaining. It's so glorious. Oh, and it's just so refreshing to have a president call it like it is. The corporate fake news media. CNN.
Oh, we are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. By the way, the American people are racist, bigots, misogynists, and terrorists, and hate mongers. We love the American people. This is CNN.
Fake news, Jim Acosta. Just classic stuff. Oh, you know what? Maybe we will just roll this compilation on the other side in the short segment, a compilation of all the fake news CNN. So it's not, I don't think it's a Jim Acosta compilation, it's just all the CNN fake news compilation. Really incredible. So, Joel Gilbert is going to take over after the first 5 minutes in the next segment. I will pass the baton to Joel Gilbert, and he will host the fourth hour here. But let's just refresh in case we have any new audience members here. You have the Trump protest in London totally fail. You have President Trump stand up to NATO and win. You have President Trump stand up to the UK and win. You have President Trump stand up against the fake news and win. You have Rod Rosenstein, though, because of all the winning with Robert Mueller, have a publicity stunt press conference today claiming new indictments on Russians, saying they attempted to hack the U.S. election and indeed hacked the DNC and the DCCC, even though the DNC and the DCCC never turned over their servers to be investigated. So how did they reach that conclusion? Just wait till the Russians show up in court and demand discovery and Robert Mueller walks away again. Just like the first time. But it doesn't matter. The whole reason for these indictments to be brought up today is to sabotage the Trump-Putin summit. That's all this is. They don't want good faith negotiations between Trump and Putin. They don't even want Trump and Putin to be able to sit down cordially and have a conversation. So they're doing everything they can to try and throw a wedge in between Trump and Putin and force Trump to go to Russia and scold them for whatever they did in the election. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And again, though, they don't care. It's all about propaganda and putting it out there for their minions to eat. Their minions are starving. Their minions are starving for anything. They have nothing. They have nothing. They can't stop the Supreme Court nomination. They can't stop America from having a border. They can't abolish ICE. They can't get their illegals to vote. They keep losing and losing and losing. And so Robert Mueller, like a cult leader, throws the dogs a bone, the rabid dogs, throws him a bone and says, here's some Russian indictments. And they're going to get all frothy at the mouth. Oh, I can just hear Rachel Maddow. Oh, boy. She is going to have CNN and MSNBC are going to have a heyday over these indictments, just like they did the first time. And then guaranteed, just like the first time, the Russians will have representation in court, demand discovery, and Robert Mueller will balk. Because it's not a real indictment. It's not a real investigation. It's fake. It's a witch hunt. It's a publicity stunt. They are trying to destroy the fabric of this nation. They're trying to sabotage President Trump. It will not be done. We the people control the nation. Not you, Robert Mueller. Not you, Robert Rosenstein.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.